No, they're actually related.
You think so?
Yeah. Okay. Because we actually see that, I have seen this disturbing trend happening in Canada. I've seen it posted on Facebook about the fact that the Church of Satan is actually rising. But, you know, it's not expected. In the end times, the Bible says people are going to do this very thing. Revelation 13 tells how people will look to the dragon and worship him and the beast instead of God. I mean, like verse 8, it says, people worship the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. And they also worshiped the beast and asked, who is like the beast? Who can wage war against it? So, you know, really, this should come as no surprise to us that this is actually happening. Mm-hmm. You know, as for Jezebel, this is the Old Testament woman who led people to sin, you know, sexually and worship false gods, eating food sacrificed to false gods and so on. This phrase, spirit of Jezebel, refers to how this kind of mindset will infect the world with how they will turn on God and do everything to avoid him. You actually see this in Revelation itself. And they're going to do what's right in their own eyes. You know, we see this very thing happening where there is an entire movement of people saying there is no God, or worse, are actually turning to false gods, including worshiping Satan. And, you know, I would say pray hard. Because I definitely believe we're in the end times. I mean, like, we're seeing a lot of the things that are in Revelation. We're seeing it now.
Yep.
And I know a lot of people have tried to say that kind of same thing in the past, but I don't think with this intensity.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, like, I'm not going to say I'm right and everybody else is wrong. Okay. I'm not one of those guys.
Join the list, Andrew.
Yeah.
I mean, like, the record.
So many people have gone on the record saying, oh, it's going to happen here. No, I'm not going to be one of those guys. Yeah. But I will say is, you know, keep an eye on the signs that you see happening around us in the world and be prepared.
The interesting thing that you say, so it's easy to think, oh, you know what? I'm not worshiping the devil directly, or I'm not doing this or doing that. But how many people is it easy to fall into, like, worshiping other things, like where we put our time, or, you know, thoughts in our mind that we like to entertain, or things that we say, oh, I know God wouldn't like this, but I'm going to do it anyways because it feels good, or I want to, or it helps me, you know, numb something else.
Yeah.
Effectively, we're putting that above God, and that is an idol. You know what I'm saying?
It really is. Yeah. Anything that takes the place of God in our lives is an idol.